It's time to camp out and wet a line with Steve Zammit. Thanks to Shimano. Visit shimanofish.com.au.
Well, of course, Steve Zammit is the guru at MDC Off-Road Caravans and Camper Trailers. I've got to say, Steve, I see you've got a display here, mate. Where are you? I'm in Adelaide. You're not here.
Mate, you actually caught me out getting new tyres put on the rims for Kelly's postie bike, believe it or not.
Well, there you go, mate. Yeah, well, mate, big show here. Well, I know you said Kelly's postie bike, so you're not getting a second job doing, you know, letterbox drops, are you?
No, mate, she's riding in the Variety Club Postie Dash charity event up at Armidale in a couple of weeks. So just getting the bike all ready for her.
We might have a bit of a chat about that next week, actually. That's a good event, and we'll do something on that. I think that I think it's a great thing. And you see the postie bike rallies all over the place, which is good. Now, mate, I need your help. I've got the fishing gear with me. I'm in Adelaide. From here, I'm going to Perth. Where am I fishing, mate? Where am I going to go and be confident that me and Peter from Ocam are camped out and we're going to say, Pete, we're having fish tonight?
Mate, I reckon head along to Fowler's Bay. If you can get into Fowler's Bay.
Yep.
And that stretch along there all the way through to Dog Fence Beach over near Yalitar.
Yeah.
If you've got some longer rods, 10-foot rods, that sort of stuff.
And I'll get one here.
Or some, cheering. Mm. And, yeah, just head off and find some places to fish and camp along the beaches there.
Yeah, well, I know about 20 k's west of 22 k's, I think it is Scott's campground behind the dunes, a little free camp there. That could be the go, right near Fowler's Bay.
That's the go, mate. Get out there and wet a line. You've also got a really good pier to fish off at Fowler's Bay.
Yeah, it's big.
If you can drive up and down the beach and find a good gutter in close that's got a clear entry and exit, and just fish as light as you can, but still get the bait out there and just walk your bait all the way along those gutters.
Yeah.
Usually the front edge or rear edge of the gutter, wherever the sand's kicking up for the fish and providing them, you know, all little things to eat out of the sand,
yeah,
that's where you want your bait. So,
what bait am I using, you reckon? What, squid or? Sorry, pillies?
Mate, pillies if you can get them.
Yep.
Also, if you can catch a salmon or two, salmon fillets are good if you want to try and catch a bigger fish.
Mm.
For sure. That's what I always use for jewfish, is salmon fillets or live whiting, that sort of thing. But yeah, so there you go. You might even catch some live bait down there at the jetty at Fowler's Bay as well.
It's a big jetty. I've been to Fowler's Bay. It's a huge jetty. But I do know I have camped there. I mentioned this earlier. Scott's Campground, it's called. It's just a little free camp about 22 k's from Fowler's Bay. And it's right on the beach. You can actually camp on the beach or behind the dunes, but there's a little campground there. No facilities, but it's a good spot. So you can drive onto the beach there as well. So, mate, I reckon that could be the go.
That whole southern coast is fantastic. It's just amazing. It's there is a bit of commercial fishing going on. So the bycatch of large jewfish is an unfortunate result of that. I think they net for sharks and things down there. But, mate, there's no reason why you won't get plenty of fish down there, depending how warm it is as well. I'm not sure what the weather's like down there or what the water temperature is, but there's always something around there to catch.
Nah, mate. Well, mate, you're the man when it comes to this area, and that's why I thought, you know, better just check in with you. Mate, have you got any instructions that you want me to pass on to the blokes who are at the MDC stand here at the Adelaide Show? Sell, sell, sell.
And tell all the new purchasers to get themselves a copy of the owner manual off the website. The instructional videos I've spent thousands of hours of my life producing. All the things you didn't do.
What about the dig at me, eh?
No.
I read about that. I remember I rang you one time. I think I might have been at Adele's grave, and you said, "Mate, have you got the manual?" I went, "The what?" I didn't come with one of those. He said, "Well, you've got to download it, you imbecile."
Yeah, your owner manual starts with the number 040.
Yeah, and if you do buy an MDC at the show or at this weekend, just come and see me. I'll give you Steve Zammit's mobile number. You can call him anytime. All right, Steve. Well, we'll throw a line in, mate. I'll let you know how we go. And, mate, we'll have a chat to you next week about this pasty bike variety bash. I think it's a great thing. And, and we'll have a bit of a chat about that and tell people how they can maybe donate to the cause and the like. And I think a lot of fun. I saw a bunch of them up the Cape a few years ago. And they get up and do the old telly track on the pasty bikes. That'd be an experience, I reckon. So, but anyway, we'll give all that a big run for you.
An hour on one. If you ever spend an hour on the pasty bike, you will have no aspirations of riding one to the Cape.
Oh mate, yeah, mate, I love motorbikes, but I'm telling you now, I certainly won't be doing that on a pasty.
There's no chiropractor up at the Cape to look after your back when you get there, mate, let me tell you.
Yeah, I know, exactly. All right, I think there was a big one of the bikes come off big time when I was up there a few years back, but anyway. All right, Steve, well, we'll get into it here. I'll check on your boys that are working here and we'll chat to you about all that pasty bike run next week.
All right, mate, we'll talk to you then.
Good on you, mate. There he is, Steve Zammit, the walking manual for MDC Caravans. And I'm only joking, I can't give you his number. But he is the man, and of course, and I thought, if we're going to go fishing here, we'll ask him where.